This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I was already planning on covering this story, and there have been multiple developments just since, I guess, really Friday, when I couldn't get to it. And there's been multiple developments now. So let me just try to read some of these headlines. Chicken farmers blame tainted feed after hens stop producing eggs. And I got a video of, there's multiple videos out there, but I've got one video I'll play here. Now, let me just tell you, I talk to farmers, I talk to homesteaders, I talk to people that have chickens. And what the conclusion they've reached is the big chicken feed manufacturers changed some of their ingredients and it's caused the hens to stop laying eggs. Whereas the farmers that are still feeding organic or even just table scraps, even the farmers just feeding table scraps, they're not having problems. Their hens are still laying eggs, no problem. But now an even bigger story, really, potentially, it's all tied in though. Firefighters continue to assess damage after large fire at Basra Egg Farm. 100,000 chickens die in Basra Egg Farm fire. Massive fire destroys commercial egg farm of top U.S. supplier amid widespread egg shortage. So you're seeing that footage on the screen. My goodness. Just add this to the list of food processing plants and other such similar structures and infrastructure that have been attacked in the last 2 years. Ever since Biden got into office, that started happening, oddly enough. Of course, Bill Gates has invested over 10 years ago. He invested in what he called eggless chickens or chickenless eggs, rather. Actually, I'm sorry, I reversed that. Chickenless eggs. Okay, so that story continues. But here is one individual talking about the egg shortage in clip 14.
Really conspiracy. It's being confirmed not only here in our house, but apparently all over the nation. And nobody said anything about it because we all just assumed it was winter. They stopped laying in the winter as much. And come to find out that everybody across the nation stopped getting eggs from their chickens altogether. Nobody got a single egg all winter from their, everybody's reporting end of September to like mid-October, the chickens stopped laying, and ours stopped laying in September. We hadn't had a single egg all winter. Well, we discovered, we have a little escape artist here, Luna, our white leghorn there. She can get out of the coop, and just, we can't contain her. Anyway, she started laying again about a month ago, and we discovered that, well, that's weird. She started to lay, and nobody's laid in months. Like, we have gone months. You go, Marta. We've gone months without any eggs at all. So we started looking into it, and then finally somebody said something in one of the chicken groups, and they were like, hey, has anybody else's chickens not laid a single egg? Because we've had them for 50 years, and we've never gone a winter without a single egg. Not one. Not one single egg. Well, we started letting our chickens out. And to free range, we usually feed them. You can see they're not even touching the feed anymore. Like, this has been here for 3 days. They don't want it. And apparently, everybody who's been feeding their chickens this type of feed has stopped getting eggs altogether. So people who aren't able to let their chickens free range or can't run around the yard at all aren't getting any eggs. Kind of convenient when eggs are the price of, I don't even know, gold at this point, I guess. But, yeah, so let's check over here and see if we have any today where they've been out. We had to keep them up yesterday.
Okay, so yeah. All kinds of similar videos, and we've posted some of those at Infowars.com with the headline that I have in front of me here. Chicken farmers blame tainted feed after hens stop producing eggs. And like I said, I just talked to some local farmers here. I got friends at Homestead that have chickens, you know, at the farmer's market, everything. And they basically said the same thing. The people that are having problems still getting eggs are the ones giving them just the most basic feed, you know, the mainline feed, instead of either organic stuff that's harder to find or even table scraps is working, or just letting them free range. And so, you know, it'd be amazing. Imagine all of this stuff going on around you and not even having the basic instincts to look around and say, huh, something's going on here. Something going on. Things around here just don't add up.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Through weakness and incompetence, Joe Biden has brought us to the brink of World War III. We're at the brink of World War III, just in case anybody doesn't know it. As president, I will bring back peace through strength. Peace through strength would have never happened. If I was president, there would not have been a war with Russia in Ukraine. Zero chance. And Lindsay would be happy with that. That's better than any alternative. Wouldn't have happened. And I will say this, even now, despite tremendous loss of lives and destruction of much of that country, I would have a peace deal negotiated within 24 hours. You could make a peace deal. You could make a deal for both right now, 24.
So that was Trump over the weekend. By the way, is that him kind of rubbing Lindsey Graham's nose in it a little bit there? Did you guys get that? That felt like a Trump rubbing Lindsey Graham's nose in it a little bit. Like, yeah, Lindsay, I know who you really are. Everybody does. It's kind of a joke around here. But no, that was Donald Trump over the weekend in South Carolina. He was also rallying in New Hampshire. And the real story here is not Donald Trump, but how Biden is getting us closer to World War III by his own words. By his own words, he's even started World War III. When a year ago he said, look, if we start sending tanks and airplanes over to Ukraine, that's World War III. Well, now here we are, and he's doing just that. But quickly on the Trump front, I guess the story here is that I'm asking myself, why is Trump seemingly generating no momentum politically right now? What is behind that? Because I had no idea he was speaking this weekend. None. And I do think Republicans need to do a better job as far as outreach is concerned, letting people know what's going on, because anytime there's a leftist, liberal, Democrat event in town, you get 50 different text messages, emails, everything, the TV telling you about it. When there's a conservative event in town, you barely even hear about it. Like yesterday, there was a Texas March for Life. I didn't get a single email. I was pleasantly surprised 2 weeks ago when I got an email the day before the Texans, or I guess that was last week, excuse me, yeah, the day before the Texans for Vaccine Choice rally I attended this week, I was lucky enough to get an email before from a Republican representative. Was, oh, thank you for letting me know. I showed up. So did others. But then nothing, not a single email, text, nothing on the news about the Texas Right for Life rally that happened yesterday. So they do need to fill in the blanks as far as getting people informed to show up at these events. When they do that, conservatives show up. That is the message. We show up now. When we got the email and the notification about Texans for Vaccine Choice, people showed up. Conservatives will show up if you let them know what's going on. That's the problem. So even though Trump had two big rallies and that generated some good clips, barely any momentum from these rallies over the weekend. And I guess, is it really the power of Fox News, where if a tree falls in the forest and it doesn't fall, it doesn't make a noise? If Fox News doesn't cover a Trump speech or a Trump rally, then nobody knows about it? And folks, I'm speaking to you from a guy that spends hours every day consuming, aggregating news, and it barely was a blip on the radar. But he was calling for peace. Says he's ready to turn New Hampshire red when he's in New Hampshire. says we need blessings from God. It's good stuff. It is good stuff. And you know, Trump is looking healthy. So, but it's not generating anything. It's not generating a buzz. It's not generating any momentum nationwide. It's seemingly falling on deaf ears. But, okay, it is happening, and he's right about the Biden situation. Now, let's just look at these headlines with the situation in Ukraine. Group of Pentagon officials secretly lobbying, sending F-16 jets to Ukraine, reports say. Now, this was reported in Sputnik, and then also it was on Fox News this morning. And so I would bet you by the end of the week that they either have a deal on the table or they already have jets on the ground, either in Poland or Germany. I don't think they'll be able to get them right into Ukraine. They're going to have a problem here, folks. Seriously, there will be a problem. When they move those tanks into Ukraine, or they move whatever other heavy artillery or jets or whatever into Ukraine, the Russians are going to blow it up immediately, and maybe that's what they want. Maybe that's what Biden wants. I mean, even Germany has been like, we don't want to do this. You're just asking us to send these weapons into Ukraine. They're just going to get blown up immediately. And Biden finally convinced him to do it, said, fine, we'll send tanks too. We'll send tanks too. We'll protect them. We'll make sure they're good. So Germany was like, okay, all right. And Poland's there like wanting it too. So my guess is by the end of the week, we hear something a little more solid as far as this is concerned. Joe Biden admitted sending tanks to Ukraine would be World War III months before he did it. Yep, remember that from last week? That's still a big deal. Croatian president calls Germany's "We are at war with Russia" comment madness. No, it's an unofficial illegal war that the West has launched against Russia in Ukraine. Yeah, it's madness, all right, but Biden's the one that did it. And Zelensky's the one that did it, so they're the mad ones. Russia seeks gains in Ukraine before Western tanks turn up. They've already had their gains. Once again, the Western media behind the ball. Race against time to get tanks to Ukraine before Europe engulfed in Russia war. It's just a complete... Because here's the thing. First of all, the people running the U.S. military right now, not all, but most of the people have put it in the position of leadership because they're far left and because they're completely clueless. And so they really have no military strategic advantage at all over anybody. So our military is inept as far as the leadership is concerned. They also know, really they know, that starting this war with Russia could end in World War III. And they know that essentially everything they've done to this point in this proxy war against Russia has been done without congressional approval and certainly would not be approved by the American people. So they've been trying to slow walk it and not really truly reveal what's going on. But because of that, now they're in a situation where the only thing they can do to stop Russia is basically start a nuclear war. Russia has all the strategic leverage, all the advantage, and all the corrupt leaders in the West that underestimated Russia the whole time and lied to you the whole time, all they have left to stop Russia is a full-on-out war with Russia, which would lead to World War III. And now they're so inept as well that this isn't a situation where the U.S. comes out and makes a big, powerful speech with Joe Biden or somebody, but it is Joe Biden that's the president, and the world is taken... The world is just completely taken by this speech and just so moved and so motivated that, oh, it's the right thing to get rid of Putin or it's the right thing to do whatever. That ain't going to happen, Jack. If Biden goes up there and tries to deliver some rousing speech like that, he'll fumble, bumble, slobber his whole way through it, and the world will not laugh anymore, but will look at the U.S. as a weakened state, if not a completely defunct nation. And so Putin will rise, and then Xi Jinping will rise, and then the rest of the dominoes will fall, and Biden will be standing there, and the U.S. will be on the ground, nowhere near the international superpower it once was respected as. Hungary's Orbán. Ukraine's backers have drifted into war. Exactly. Just kind of drifted you into it. These incompetent, corrupt bastards like Joe Biden. Here is the official Russia account on Twitter. At the U.S. Ramstein Air Base in Germany, NATO confirmed they would boost supplies of modern heavy offensive weapons to Kiev. This is yet another indication that the West plans to raise the stakes in the conflict, prolonging it and raising the number of casualties. And nobody's coming forward for peace, except Donald Trump, that they made sure couldn't get back into the White House. Loyal to the motherland, joining Russia's youth army. Oh, this will scare people. But see, the difference is they do propaganda to Russians' youth that makes them want to be strong men and strong women and masculine and feminine and be proud of Russia. So you can sit there and you say, oh, that's brainwashing. Well, what are they doing to the youth here? Hey, be gay. Be trans. You're racist. You're a bigot. And America shouldn't even exist because it's inherently racist and bigoted. Which one would you rather have?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
To the town of Alfreel rode a stranger one fine day.
All right, I'm going to be able to get through the news right now, and then we're going to open up the phone lines. Quickly, before I do that, though, Novak Djokovic this morning won the 10th, his 10th Australian Open, a year after being banned from Australia for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine. And this is truly an incredible story. And throughout history, there have been instances of great athletes being denied their true level of greatness. One of the more historic examples could be Ted Williams, a baseball player going to serve in a war. Or you could talk about Reuben Hurricane Carter, the boxing champion who was a victim of racism and spent time in jail instead of fighting for boxing titles. And so Novak Djokovic, who I believe now is either tied for the all-time lead in Grand Slam championships. In fact, guys, pull up the number on the screen for me. But there should be an asterisk there, because the discrimination that Djokovic faced, not being able to compete in multiple Grand Slam title tournaments because he refused the COVID-19 vaccine. So could he have won the Australian Open the times he was denied because of his vaccine status? Well, we'll never know. But truly a momentous occasion for Djokovic, and I would say now he probably has to be the most celebrated and accomplished tennis player of all time. He's obviously not done winning titles yet anyway, but good for him. A man that stood up for his values and never sold out, could have cost him a shot at being the number one all-time Grand Slam champion. And instead, he stuck by his principles, and he may still yet accomplish that feat anyway. So there you go. Guys, can we put that on the screen, by the way, though? What is the record? I think he's tied now. I think there's two or three people that have 22 Grand Slam titles. And so I think Djokovic would have to win one more to separate himself from that field. Of course, could have already been, if not for being denied access to some of the tournaments because of the vaccine status. No, guys, you'd want to search like all-time Grand Slam champions. He's got 22. I think Nadal or Federer maybe tied with him. I think Federer recently retired. Nadal's probably not far off if he hasn't already either. But Djokovic's still prime enough to win another title. So I think he still needs one more, though. I think Nadal has 22. I'm not sure. But now it's just taking too long to get on the screen, so I'm trying to kill time. Okay, yeah, they are tied now. Nadal and Djokovic are now tied at 22 apiece. So he needs one more. Could he have already won one more if not for the anti-vax stance causing him to be discriminated against in these tournaments? You know, we'll never know, but he might not be done as it is. All right, we're going to take phone calls the rest of the way. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. A couple segments of your calls, anything we've discussed today is fair game. A couple other issues, though, before we do that. You know, this whole notion, and it's not just the Obamas, but I'll use this as a starter. Obama's call for police reform after release of Tyre Nichols' body camera footage and link to Black Lives Matter toolkits. Oh, yeah, because Black Lives Matter has done so much good for the country. But no, I'm going to get into more of this tomorrow, this response of, okay, because here's what they did. They jumped the shark and they said, this is another example of white supremacy. Well, not a white person was involved. Oops. So now what are they arguing? Well, they're saying police just in general, even if every police officer on the planet was black, it would still be white supremacy. Okay. So now they're back to their starting point where they were at years ago, and they want total abolishment of the police. Now, I find this funny because, as usual, liberals don't actually want what they ask for. And I would actually play this game with them at this point, and I would say, you know what? I agree. Let's completely abolish the police. Let's just abolish the police altogether. Now, who's going to enforce all your laws? You ever thought about that one? Who's going to enforce your mask mandates? Huh? Who's going to enforce your vaccine mandates? Who's going to come take our guns? So, yeah, they've gone full circle, and it's back to we need to totally abolish the police. So, okay, so here's what you're really asking for. What you're really asking for is essentially eliminating any form of government that can be enforced. It's really what you're asking for. I mean, let's reach the logical conclusion here. If you abolish the police, what's going to happen? No laws are going to be enforced. And so you've effectively pretty much ended government. How are you going to enforce anything? Oh, well, they say they want a citizens police force. I got news for you. That's already what it is. The police are already American citizens. Did you not know that? Is that how uninformed you are? Wow. Okay. Oh, they want a citizens. Oh, so volunteers. Oh, how long is that going to last? How long are people going to be volunteering themselves until the first and the second get shot and killed trying to stop a crime? How many volunteers are you going to have? How's that going to go? Yeah. So what you're really asking for is the inability to ever enforce any laws ever again, so a lawless society, or you want a militarization of the streets. That's all it is. And that's the problem with the American left, is that they don't have multi-layers of thinking. All they can think is abolish police. Well, what comes next? Well, I haven't thought about that. Clearly. Just like every other policy you push for. Abolish the police. Then what? There'll be no more racism. Woo! You guys are funny. You guys are funny. So we're going to get more into that tomorrow, but it's just incredible. They squeeze racism out of any situation they can, even when there's no white people involved. But I'm going to have more on that tomorrow, and I'm glad the crew is pulling up these clips. And let's just go ahead and put those in tomorrow's show folder too, guys, because I'm going to dig more into that issue tomorrow. Now, a couple other headlines. Air Force General predicts war with China by 2025, and that's really what it comes down to, folks. The Russia war with World War III is like the starter, but it's going to be China that's going to end up. We're driving Russia right into Chinese arms. I mean, that's what it comes down to. The U.S., under current leadership, is driving Russia right into the communist arms. And I can't believe this is happening. This is such a damn shame. And it just shows, like, I don't have to come on air and convince you that Germany is no longer Nazi, right? So why do we have to have this whole debate that Russia isn't hardcore oppressive communist anymore? Like, why are we doing this bullcrap? Now we're going to drive Russia back into the arms of communism? Putin wants to westernize. But here's our corrupt leadership just driving them into the arms of the commies. What a shame.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But Most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yeah! Here's your first trans figure skater.
Godzilla Blue Oyster called over it. Oh, oh my God. I'm kidding. I can't do this anymore. It's just... it is so the epitome of everything the left represents. Just utter embarrassment, utter shame, utter failure, utter destruction.
but it's diversity, and so we accept it.
It's just total collapse, just complete embarrassment. Let me just, I gotta take some calls. Folks, we got bone broth plus. I'm sorry, that's just a little too much. The dude in leotards has left the children's library and is now skating around doing figure skating, and it's anything but. I mean, look, I'm not the best ice skater out there, but even I could have put on a better performance than that. I mean, you couldn't find a dude that can ice skate? I guess that's because all the dudes that can ice skate would rather just be themselves and be gay or whatever than compete against women. I guess that's what this comes down to. I mean, for real, like, how do you even explain this? How do you even explain putting a dude dressed as a girl on the ice as a figure skater that can't even skate? Can't even skate. I guess that's the level of competition. Oh, so beautiful. So brave, so stunning and brave, so courageous. Oh, here, you can't get up. Here, have this nice little girl help you up. She weighs 80 pounds. Okay. All right, seriously, though, we have no confusion about our genders around here. No problems there. And that's thanks to some of the great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. If you're not confused, Super Male Vitality is probably for you at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, again, though, exclusive offer for members of the audience today. Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off. But for you, the listening audience today, coupon code FREEALEX at checkout. Coupon code FREEALEX at checkout will get you 40% off. 40% off Bone Broth Plus with coupon code FREEALEX at checkout. And, of course, all of the great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds everything we do here, whether it's 50% off BrainForce Plus, 40% off Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support, 25% off all InfoWars MD product line supplements, all at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your support there that keeps us on the air. If you don't want to get a great product, go to InfoWarsStore.com, click the Donate tab, and you can just make a straight donation so that we can continue to be the tip of the spear when it comes to truth in media, right here with you, the audience, at InfoWarsStore.com. And yes, you are a part of this equation. Like Jose called in from New York. Jose, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be on the show. I want to talk about a little bit of the psychology of the left that you were mentioning in the beginning of the show, because I think it's very important for people to understand that we're at this stage now where, like you said, like you kind of have to like kind of prejudgment, even though you as a person may not do that, but you kind of have to prejudgment when it comes to the left and especially when it comes to the politics.
Yeah, it's like if I'm out in the woods and I see a nice, big, cuddly bear. Boy, I would love that bear to be nice and cuddly, and I'd love to just go up and give him a noogie, you know, and we'd have a good time snuggling one another. It'd be great, wouldn't it? But no, I'm a little smarter. I know a bear could rip me to shreds if it wanted. And, oh, let's say I know that that's a mother bear, and the cubs are right there behind her. Oh, well, now I know I'm in big trouble. I better get the hell out of Dodge. And so it's really just a survival instinct.
Yeah, that's a perfectly great example. There's also a great book by Michael Knowles called Speechless, Controlling Words, Controlling Minds, in which the left always, the left doesn't have to change the amendments. They don't have to change laws. They can simply influence the culture and just change the definition of a word. No, that's not a pedophile. That's a minor attracted person.
What are they doing with the age now? I'm trans age. Now they're trans age.
When the hell is this going to stop? You could just be transracial. You could just be trans black.
Like, you know, it's funny though. That's the one thing they don't want to give up though. Isn't that amazing? And we all know why.
Yeah.
The one thing they'll never accept is trans race, and we all know why. Because they like having the race class groups, because they use it to pit people against one another.
I think Rachel Dolezal was ahead of her time. Eventually, they'll use it against the right, maybe.
And don't forget about the guy's name, Sean King, I think was his name.
Sean King.
Yeah. And, of course, it's all insanity, but it's what the left promotes. But, again, it's funny. The one thing they'll never accept is trans race, because they love manipulating racial groups and classifying racial groups. And so if they make that just a spectrum, well, then most of their intellect goes away and most of their arguments become irrelevant. Jose, thanks for the call. Let's go to Jeannie in Kansas. Jeannie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Owen. This is the first time I've ever done anything like this, so I'm pretty nervous about it. I wanted to state that the country is going to go down the tubes because of what they're doing, and this is what my take is. They're letting these people across our border. Okay, you know that most of them are like in their middle 20s or younger. Okay, my experience with that was we've coming up through Texas, and we stopped and stayed at a motel that just had been opened, and the motel was full of these young men. They all had new clothes, and a lady that was living there told me that a bus comes gets them every day early in the afternoon and brings them back at 5. Okay, what's going on with that? And next, you go on down. They eliminate our oil reserve. Okay, now they're shipping all our weapons and everything away. Okay, and then our young men are dying from all these shots. You take a piece of paper and write that all down and see what you come up with. They're going to let the Chinese just walk in here and take us over. We have no weapons. We have no oil reserve. We have no young men that would go into our military because they're all dead from the shots. And our government has the replacement army.
Well, Jeannie, what you described is the situation we have. Our leader, our president, is a foreign agent. And so everything you've just described is what would happen if your leader, your president, was a foreign agent. And so that's exactly what we have. Now, I've never been one talking about a land invasion because I just don't see it making any sense. There's no purpose for anybody to do a land invasion of the United States if they can just basically suck dry our exports, or if they can just suck dry. Well, I'm running into a break here, so I don't have time to go on, and we'll take more calls after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar of 360 Win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
All right, final segment here with me, Christy Lee, taking over, hosting Sunday Night Live. Imagine this headline if Donald Trump was president. Petrodollar on shaky ground, Saudi Arabia willing to discuss selling oil and other currencies. So now you're going to have Russia and Saudi Arabia selling oil and other currencies. Now imagine if this was going on when Trump was president. Well, I think we all know what the story would be. Trump's selling us out. Trump's a foreign agent. Trump's working with Saudi Arabia. Trump-Russian collusion. But when it's Biden, mum's the word. By the way, there's about to be more breaking news on the Biden document scandal. And so who's going to come out next in defense? Is George Bush going to admit he stole secret documents too? Or maybe Al Gore? Hunter Biden reportedly used Delaware House where classified documents were found as home office. Yeah, the Biden crime family. All right, let's take a couple more phone calls here, final segment. Let's go to Hopper in Wisconsin. Hopper, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, I was wondering if you heard about Djokovic traveling regularly to the pyramids in Bosnia, Greater Serbia area, called Pyramid of the Moon and Pyramid of the Sun. And he says he goes there to recharge his batteries. And, like, these pyramids are, like, twice as big as the pyramids in Egypt, which are, like, 500 feet. These are, like, almost 1,000 feet. And they look like pyramids, like the pictures of them, and they found this, like, sphere perfectly carved out and giant slabs, of course, like the other pyramids. And I thought with, Lunar New Year and the Pyramid of the Moon, and in the moon, some people see a rabbit, some people see a face. And, you know, all the Nikola Tesla stuff you and I have talked about over the years. Have you heard about that?
No, I had not heard about this, but I see this is actually an older story. Wimbledon champ Novak Djokovic inaugurates courts at controversial Bosnian pyramids. So I've not heard of that. I'm amazed I haven't heard about these Bosnian pyramids if they are such magnificent structures. So that's a new one for me. I'll look into that, but maybe there's something there. But I wouldn't think, you know, Novak wouldn't keep a secret like that from us. He'd like that. Oh, they're still underground is why you don't hear about them. Ah.
No, they're above ground. They're above ground. They're just buried. They look like a hill. There's like
right. Well, that's what I mean. I mean, they're not. They haven't been excavated.
Yeah, and like, you know, Christianity talks a lot about the pyramid also. You know, they say in the Bible, like, the capstone and cornerstone. Which
yeah,
is
I actually think, and I'm not trying to get too esoteric here, I actually think there's many of these pyramids that are still buried, like that one in Bosnia. It, you can see that one's pretty obvious. But I think there's many ancient structures that are buried that we don't know about. And where was that one that came out? Hopper, thanks for the call. I don't want to get off track here. But there was the one they basically excavated this pyramid. They didn't even know it was there. They thought it was just a little mound. And they ended up excavating it, and it was like 1,000 feet tall. And so there have been a couple cases like that. I think there's a lot of that human history still out there, hidden from us. All right, let's go to Sean in California. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How you reading me? Am I coming in loud and clear?
Well, yeah, we got you clear.
Awesome sauce. Hey, four quick stories here so I don't take too much of your time. One is a quick and easy one. It's a karma story. Down the road from me is a bookstore that was doing the drag queen story time. Oh, well, it seems that they're not going to have their lease renewed and they're going to have to find a new location. Darn.
What a shame.
Yeah, I know. I'm crying clown tears for them. Second thing is with the Pelosi incident with Paul Pelosi getting hammered and not with alcohol. It would appear that, you know, the media is trying to portray his attacker as a quote-unquote QAnon guy. And every time there's something that pops up, they use the QAnon angle as their scapegoat now, whether it's the guy blocking off the bridge by Havasu with the armored truck or protesters at the Capitol or this guy. It's funny how they're always like a left winger a year before they disappear off the map, and then they come back as QAnon. It's almost as if someone had a program going on, just saying.
Well, look, that's why I didn't want to get too conspiratorial with this. I said maybe you've got like a Jussie Smollett type of situation or something similar. But, I mean, look, based off what we've seen, it appears that, yeah, I mean, he broke in. He wanted to hold Pelosi hostage. Was it some giant act? I mean, that'd be the one conspiracy theory I guess I'd be willing to, you know, hear out. But it's just, there's definitely weirdness. Him in his underwear, him with the drink, you know, them both coming to the door. I don't know.
Well, it's just the media goes to it as a default, and that's
I'm okay with that. No, I'm fine with that. Call him a QAnon guy. I agree. Let's find out who QAnon is, because exactly they like to use QAnon now as this boogeyman, QAnon the ultimate scapegoat. But then who is QAnon then? Oh, let's just, it's the perfect boogeyman. It's the perfect thing to blame for everything. And then cast the entire Trump support net over like they're all QAnon. No, I want to know who QAnon is. Go ahead. Find out. Tell us who QAnon is. Say DePappy is QAnon. No. My guess is it's the FBI, and that's why they don't want you to know about it. Sean, I'm sorry. I got to jump. We got too many other calls. Let's go to John in Florida. John, go ahead.
Hello, Owen.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Look, I got a scenario I want your opinion on. My great grandson, they moved in here with us. My stepdaughter's going through a divorce, and she had to start him in kindergarten, where my son went to school at, and he's riding the bus Friday, and some black kid picks on him. And I don't know where he picked up the word from, but he calls them the N-word. So now they're banning him off the bus, a six-year-old. They're banning him off the school bus. We're the least systemic race people you'd ever want to meet. My sister was married to a black man, and his grandmother dated three black men. And for them to pull this little kid off, kids say things they don't need to say. I don't know where he picked it up from, but they're pulling him off the bus. Is that fair?
Well, I mean, look, there seems to be a lot. Forget about the family history or whatever. The situation, the context of whatever went on in the bus. I mean, I don't even think I can offer a fair opinion on that. But hearing you talk about that, you know, I wonder how many other words he could say and not get kicked out of the bus. But I wouldn't suggest that social experiment. No, there is a situation, though, where a top high school quarterback, the crew already has it up on the screen. These guys are in my head. HBCU coach apologizes after offering scholarship to student dropped by Florida for rapping N-word. So Marcus Stokes was a top high school quarterback recruit, got a scholarship from Florida revoked because he was rapping to a song that used the N-word, and was then given a scholarship by a HBCU, a historically black college. So, I mean, a black college offered him a scholarship. Obviously, they didn't care much about the N-word. Hey, can you play football? Yep. Your receivers are black. Do you care? Nope. All right, let's play some football. Oh, no, 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 no. Now they've taken away his scholarship. So, I mean, look, it's this whole policing of language, and it gets like, okay, the N-word is like the most offensive thing you can say now. And again, it all goes back to the last caller. Why don't they want, everything is trans, but they'll never accept trans race. Why? Because they love that dividing line. They love keeping the races apart. So if you're trans race, well, then Marcus Stokes could just identify as black and he could use the N-word as much as he wants. Well, the left doesn't want, they don't want that because they want to use that to destroy you, see? That would take way too many tools out of their arsenal to go down that road. And so they just simply don't. All right. Let's take one more caller. Let's go to Marcus in Idaho. Final caller tonight. Marcus, go ahead.
Hello, Owen. I'll make this quick. The FAA hack that happened recently, about 3 weeks ago, I think it was AI. I think it was AI hacking AI. And if that is true, that gives us huge consequences across the world because they are going to where does it stop from there? And Buttigieg, what is he going to say? He's just going to smile and say, well, I've got to go on paternity leave. So
I like that, too. I've been calling him booty judge. I kind of like that butt it itch. Butt it
yeah,
itch.
Yeah.
Pete butt it itch.
Yeah.
I can get behind that.
Yeah. And, you know, I've got to say that Alex Jones keeps on saying we're winning. I don't think we are. Ronna McDaniel, Romney has just been put back into place. Yeah. The whole system that we have is really broken now. And,
well, look, sometimes the system collapsing is signs of victory, and there's no doubt they're in their death throes right now going for more control. By the way, Romney McDaniel basically knew how unpopular she was. You know, the first thing she did after winning was announce that she's never running again. So she's done after this. So she said 2 years and I'm out, and I think she got the message when after the vote took place, all the media went to Harmeet Dillon and all the media went to Mike Lindell and nobody wanted to hear from McDaniel. So she got the message there. But I get it. It's the best of times. It's the worst of times. We're living that paradox, no doubt. But I do think we're winning. I do think the good in humanity rises up right before it's too late to save this planet and save civilization. All right, that does it for the Alex Jones Show this Sunday. Stay tuned live, though, at Infowars.com/show because Christy Lee coming up next with Sunday Night Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.